Nursing homes have been criticized for failing to protect the elderly from abuse and neglect. A General Accounting Office study released in 1999 reports that residents of one-fourth of the nation's rest homes have been harmed or put at serious risk for injury. In Maryland, a committee in the state legislature is considering unprecedented legislation that would allow nursing home residents to install video cameras in their rooms and would punish those who tampered with the equipment. Sue Hecht is a delegate in the State House and is one of the bill's sponsors. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your mother is in a nursing home. How have her experiences influenced your bill?
Well, that's what precipitated my drafting and putting in this bill. She was abused in a very well-respected nursing home in my district, and I walked in and saw it and heard it. If I hadn't, then potentially that person still could be working in that facility.
How would such a system of surveillance within a private nursing home work?
Well, my bill essentially establishes standards that clarify the right of the nursing home residents or their legal representatives to have the electronic monitoring devices in their rooms, which is essentially their homes.
Last year, Maryland passed several other reforms to shape up nursing home care, including allocating millions for more nursing home employees. Those measures haven't been enough to stop abuse?
No, they are part of the tools that we need, and I worked real hard to get those tools passed also. But this is a patient's right, a resident's right, and I think it's very important. We are not trying to hide anything by this legislation. It must be requested by the resident, must be paid by the resident. If there's another resident living in the room, we have to get written consent. We post a notice on the door, but we think it's very important to establish quality of care to decrease the isolation, and it also can contribute to the quality of life of both residents and the staff.
Opponents of your bill say video surveillance will make it harder to keep good nursing home employees, and they say it's an invasion of privacy.
For employees who are doing their jobs, surveillance is not a threat. Surveillance on and off the job are a part of our lives. This will identify appropriate professional behavior and help rid the workplace of workers who are not doing their job.
So you have the camera in the room. Where would the monitor be? Would that be, say, in your home in the case of your mother's nursing home?
Well, we've kept this legislation language very broad because the technology is changing so much. So we weren't real specific. We want to keep it broad. It includes audio, visual, and one of the things in Maryland is we have a wiretap law that has to be addressed for this. What we have found, Bob, we do not think that this is illegal right now under federal law. Some states have some provisions like our wiretap in Maryland that have to be addressed. But what's happening is the nursing homes are just saying, you can't do it. And states are doing this by litigation. We're trying cooperatively to do it by legislation and sitting down saying, this is going to come. It has positive ramifications, and let's do it together.
Sue Hecht is a Democrat in the Maryland House of Delegates.